Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, international travel is back. Evelyn is at the airport. Restrictions are lifted in England. We'll see how that's going in London this morning. BBC journalist John Simpson on his new work of fiction and his plans to get back on the road as COVID restrictions ease. How to stay safe in the hot weather. Jeremy Clarkson turns his hand to farming, and our experienced agricultural professionals have been casting a critical eye over how he's doing. Also today, Dr. David Coleman is here to take your parenting questions. You can get in touch, text us 51551, email your questions for David to todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter we are at Today with Claire. Now, throughout lockdown, many of us have been wistfully staring at the skies, wondering where those few airplanes have been heading off to, and wondering why, when we might get away again ourselves. Well, from today, Ireland joins the rest of the EU in implementing the digital COVID certificate, and people can travel to other member states, also to Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, with no requirement to quarantine if you have proof of being fully vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19, or if you have a negative PCR test within 72 hours of arrival. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Siobhan O'Donnell, Head of External Communications with the Dublin Airport Authority, and also to Gerald Barry, who's Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD, about the wisdom of going away at all. But first, our reporter Evelyn O'Rourke has spent the morning out at Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport talking to passengers as they prepare to head off for the first time in a long while. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So what have you been seeing there this morning? Happy faces?
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm saying hello to you from definitely a busier and buzzier Dublin airport than I've seen myself in all the months I've been coming out to report during COVID. And there's been a steady stream of passengers here this morning.
Evelyn, there's a strange noise on your line there. So we'll fix that and we'll come back to you. In the meantime, let's have a listen to some of the people you spoke to this morning who are heading off. You met a couple who got engaged to each other during lockdown, dance teachers. They'd long periods of time when they weren't able to work, and Evelyn asked them where they were going and if they were excited about getting away.
Yeah, we're going out to Portugal today.
How long is it since you've been on a plane?
We haven't been away since October 2019.
And how long are you going away for?
We're going for a week, so Monday to Monday.
The plan when you get there?
Well, we have a place over there, so we just plan on chilling out, lying by the pool and drinking some cocktails. It should be really good.
What was it like digging out the suitcase and the passport this morning?
It was like the passport probably thinks we were in prison for the last while, do you know what I mean? But it was just real weird leaving the house, like, especially coming to the airport, like, do you know what I mean? Having to get the tests. Like, now he's fully vaccinated, but like, he only got done on Saturday. I got my first jab yesterday, so we got the tests and all done this morning. That was weird, having to come to the airport to get tests to be able to fly away, like, so.
Oh, absolutely delighted. It feels like normal. If you've gone on holidays, it's brilliant.
What was it like digging out the suitcase?
It was exciting. It felt so unusual, like, because we hadn't done it in so long, like, you know. We weren't expecting to get away this year. It all happened so quick. We just for the moment decision.
How do you feel about the plane bit?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but look, we wear our masks, we got tested, we have our vaccinations, so we just hopefully everything go okay.
Where are you off to today?
We're going to Alicante. We're going over to our own property over there, so at least it's just the two of us over there, so it's a sense of security over there as well.
Yeah, you just manage your own little environment. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And we just want to check the place and make sure what they call everything's okay. It has been 2019 since we've been out there, so looking forward to getting back out there now.
And what does it mean to you to get on the plane today? Like, it's good for the head?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've been lucky enough in the jobs we've been still working, and there has been so many that haven't, so we're delighted that, you know, to just even for ourselves just to enjoy it.
I presume you're heading out somewhere nice?
Yes, we're going home to Poland.
Oh my goodness, how long is it since you've been home?
2 years.
Yeah. So how do you feel?
Exciting, yeah.
How long have you planned this trip for?
It's kind of like, you know, I wasn't sure if I'm going, but then when they said on 19 they're gonna open, so I booked the flights. You know, they were really expensive, but it's worth it.
Big moment for a lot of people there, Evelyn. And you've been out to the airport a number of times over COVID. What are the major changes that you're seeing there today compared to your previous trips?
But I suppose the first major change, Claire, is as you're approaching the airport, you're not seeing those guarded checkpoints. And then when you arrive in the door, there's no security guards who are standing there checking your reasons for travelling. I was nearly looking around, seeing where they were, because I'm so used to that now. And then I suppose the other thing is seeing families. I mean, the profile of the passengers is just completely different now. I was describing it as we're now seeing the pink, sparkly rucksack brigade, all those gorgeous little girls in their summer gear heading off. That's very different from what we've been seeing out here during lockdown, where it's very much single passengers or, you know, small groups of passengers coming and going. So I suppose the profile has changed a kind of a good bit now. And I suppose the thing is, though, Claire, it is still quite quiet out here. I mean, when you look at the numbers, 100,000 passengers came through last week. They're looking at roughly 150,000 this week, which is obviously, you know, a growing figure. But when you compare it to July 2019, it's still a decrease of 80%, which is kind of staggering. So again, it's somebody so used to here. Yes, it's definitely busier today, but it's still so different from what I'd have been used to being seeing, you know, when I was out here 2 years
ago. And then if we think again about the clip that we just heard from the people you spoke to, Evelyn, many of them heading to a second home or to a family home, going home to visit family, as that Polish woman was. Are they the people who you're meeting in general? Are they more comfortable travelling, would you say?
They are. I mean, what's interesting, Claire, is that everybody you speak to immediately starts talking about their vaccination status and their COVID plans and protocols. So there's massive awareness around that. But most people that I spoke to, you know, they were going somewhere very controlled in their view. And then I got chatting to a lovely woman who was heading off to Istanbul. And she was probably the main person I met who had booked that spur of the moment holiday. She told me she just went onto the internet to get the cheapest flight she could find because she just wanted to go. So here you'll get a little flavour of her and her excitement about going on her holiday.
I am heading to Istanbul.
And why do you want to go there?
Because it was the cheapest flight.
And how do you feel about the whole COVID situation
now? I think I'm kind of over it now at this stage. We've all done what we can and it's time to start living again, I think. Start travelling again. I know we should travel and do our holidays at home, but it's just nice to get away as well. As much as I love Ireland, I've seen enough of it now. And I'm only going for a few days. That's all, just a little break away from the kids and stuff like that. And it's nice to pack a suitcase. And
what was that like, getting the suitcase out and the passport?
Oh my God. Well, actually, I couldn't remember where my passport was. It was 2 years since I had it.
And
I
literally... 2 years since you were on the
flight? 2 years, yeah. I just came back and then we went into lockdown from Portugal 2 years ago. So I had to actually dust off my suitcase and clean it. I've never had to dust off a suitcase in my life. But anyway, I was someone who went on holidays 5 times a year and I haven't left the country in 2 years. So I'm delighted. I can't wait. It was worth getting the vaccination.
5 times in a year. I bet she missed that during lockdown. Evelyn, thanks very much for that. Evelyn was out at the airport at the crack of dawn this morning. Another